About a month ago, U.S. Senators Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Transportation asking about an Enbridge Company oil pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. They asked for information on safety tests done on the pipeline and for emergency response information from Enbridge. That information is not required to be made public, and that's been just one of the concerns of environmental groups over the past several years. Now, just today, the lawmakers heard back from the head of the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, and joining us now to talk about the evolution of this story is John Flesher. John's the Associated Press environmental correspondent based out of Traverse City. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Read your byline for years. It's a pleasure to finally talk to you. So in a letter here dated January 3rd and referred to in today's Detroit Free Press, the main pipeline person in the Obama administration has told Senator Stabenow that Enbridge has taken steps to improve pipeline safety in the region. But just looking at the story preliminarily here, it sounds like a redacted version of the emergency plan will need a FOIA request to read, although the Obama administration spokesperson says it will be available online in the near future on the Pipeline Administration website. That seems to be where we're at. What do you make of this?
Well, all along there have been limits on what the government would require the companies to put forth as far as some of these safety measures that they take and the results inspections that they do. The law just requires that certain things be put forth. And the company themselves, when they're asked about this, have replied that some of this information is proprietary and other information raises national security concerns, and so they're reluctant to make all of the details public.
Are you inclined to FOIA for this information?
Certainly, if it can be obtained in that manner, it's the kind of thing that the public would no doubt have an interest in.
Do you intend to do that?
I do. I'm sure others in the news media will as well.
So to backtrack to the start of this story, because it does get complicated, it more or less began with the National Wildlife Federation's concern over this pipeline. The NWF began looking more closely at the Straits pipeline after the Enbridge spill in the Marshall area a few years ago, which folks will remember was about 800,000 gallons of oil. Now, one of the Wildlife Federation's biggest concerns is that they say Enbridge has never made public the reports that document the condition of the pipes. The feds don't require oil companies to release pipeline inspection reports. And the Obama administration spokeswoman did say that information about leak detection and integrity testing on the Straits pipeline is being compiled and will be sent soon. Could this indicate a change in policy, possibly forthcoming?
It could. Again, it boils down to what the law requires and what the government feels inclined to require the companies to put forward. I know that after the Enbridge spill, there was some legislation passed. Although according to what the PHMSA director provided to the senators, this apparently applies more to gas pipelines than to oil pipelines, and so it's still uncertain as to exactly what they will be required to provide.
And Enbridge is piping more oil through this line than in the past, correct? Can you give us a little history of that?
Well, yes, the line has been there for some 60 years now, and just within the past year, the Enbridge did increase the capacity by a couple of million gallons up to about 20.6 million capacity. I'm sorry, it was 20.6, now it's up to about 22, so you're talking about roughly a 10% increase, and they say that the line is perfectly capable of handling that. The concern that the National Wildlife Federation and others have is where it goes down and breaks into two separate pipes and runs beneath the Straits of Mackinac for obvious reasons. If there were to be a spill in the Straits, it could be quite an environmental catastrophe.
Well, the National Wildlife Federation sent folks on a dive in July to check out the condition of the pipeline. They ended up posting a video of the pipeline while on the dive. They say it looks rickety in places. Enbridge says it's been tested thoroughly and is safe. How do you think this disagreement gets resolved?
Well, that's hard to say. I don't know that it will be resolved to the satisfaction of both parties. The NWF continues to have grave concerns about that. They are pushing for the release of any inspection data that the company or PHMSA will provide. And if that information is provided, then that may help to allay the concerns somewhat. But the NWF and other environmental groups believe that this pipeline should be replaced because it's been around for such a long time, and anything short of that may not be enough to allay all of the concerns.
What do you make of the fact? Are you under the impression that a lot of Michiganders are learning about this pipeline for the first time as a result of this story?
Probably so. It is not something that was really in the news or in the public conscience, I think, for much time prior to that. Of course, it hasn't been exactly kept secret. Anyone who wanted to do some research or look into it could easily find that the pipeline did exist. And there have been other points along that pipeline where there have been some occasional leaks, that type thing, that have been in the news. But the fact that the line ran under the Straits of Mackinac, my hunch is, did catch a lot of people by surprise.
All right. Well, we'll continue to keep an eye on this story. We want to thank John Flesher, Associated Press environmental correspondent based out of Traverse City. Thanks, John.
You're most welcome.